Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Monday, March 24th, 2025. We kick off today's roundup with the startling rise in car theft claims, which, as per the Insurance Council of Australia and Insurance Statistics Australia findings, have nearly doubled from $218 million in 2015 to a staggering $428 million last year. Particularly notable was a surge of 27% in regional areas, contrasting with a slight decline in urban zones. It's Queensland and Victoria that bore the brunt of the increases, with costs soaring to $113 million and $140 million, respectively. On the brighter side, Western Australia and New South Wales showed a drop in claim numbers, as vehicle policies increased by 26% to 12.1 million. Deputy CEO Kylie McFarlane attributed the climbing premiums to heightened vehicle values and repair costs. Prudently, this trend demands attention on the potential impacts for consumers and the insurance industry at large. Transitioning to a recent tussle involving QBE Insurance and an uninsured driver, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has delivered its verdict. The dispute emerged from an accident between a QBE-insured vehicle and an uninsured motorist at an intersection. The verdict sided with QBE, pointing out the uninsured driver's failure to maintain a safe distance, which led to the collision. Compensation claims for the vehicle damage, legal expenses, and costs were consequently denied. Nevertheless, QBE didn't escape entirely unscathed. For initially dispensing incorrect information about the financial obligations due to the accident, QBE was ordered to fork out $500. Lastly, we turn our attention to a bold proposal put forth by the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or ACL. They're calling on insurers to earmark an annual contribution of $250 million to address disaster risk mitigation and improve insurance accessibility. ACL Chair Tyrone Shandeman urges insurers to blend profits into benefits for policyholders, arguing the minimal impact on insurers. The envisaged fund nips multiple issues in the bud, offering premium relief in high-risk areas, funding research into long-haul insurance strategies, and most importantly, restoring public trust amidst scrutinized high-profit margins. This fund could serve as a useful supplement to the Insurance Council of Australia's proposed $30 billion flood defense program. It remains to be seen how the Insurance Council of Australia will respond to this proposal. And with that, we wrap up this week's insurance news. For more details on these stories, and for all your personal and business insurance needs, do visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off from the weekly insurance news wrap at Financial Services Online. Thank you for tuning in.